Welcome, subscribers. This podcast is a short announcement, as today I'm launching the beta of a new platform. It's called lovejoy.co.uk. It's called that because I couldn't think what else to call it. It's I don't know how to describe it. It's a health, fitness, and how to navigate through lifestyle platform made up of all the content from stuff I've learned off the experts on the podcast. It's a beta, as I want you lot to feedback your thoughts on it before I start promoting it on social media and stuff. So I'm asking a favor, basically, for those of you who like the stuff we do on the podcast and everything else. It'd be nice for you to read it and say, hey, this is something I like looking at or not. Rather than doing a long-winded monologue, though, I thought what I'd do is get Mark in to interview me about it, so it's a bit more interesting. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hi. Hello, Tim. How are you? I have come up with some questions for you.
Oh, brilliant. Excellent. Hey, you're back in the kitchen. You haven't been here for how long do you think it is?
2 years.
2 years.
2 years.
We have seen each other, but we've been out seeing each other, and he's not been in my kitchen for...
2 years.
2 years.
That's so amazing, isn't
how
it?
How many years did we do the podcast for? Was it like...
Three years. 3 years until... Well, it was 2020, wasn't it? When we had to stop because of COVID.
Yeah.
And it sort of changed slightly. Yeah. So it's 3 years, and then so it's been 5 years since you started.
5 years, the podcast. That's amazing. So there's a lot of knowledge on this podcast, and that's sort of... What? Go on, you're interviewing me. Come on, I'm excited about this.
Okay,
come on, Mark, what have you got?
Right, so this new cockamamie idea that we have, what is it?
Right, so I was sitting there one night, genuinely truthful this, and I was started Googling about hair loss, as I do, and then I started thinking, do you know what? There's not enough stuff about it there. One place you can go just to learn all about what the solutions are and what the best thing to do is. And I thought I should start a website. And I started thinking about it. And I thought, hold on, I learned so much stuff off the podcast. And it's all there. And some of the podcasts were like an hour and a half long, hour 45 and stuff like that. And I thought there's just snippets of really good stuff on all the podcasts. I thought, why not take those bits? I mean, I think all the podcasts, all the experts are great. But there's little bits, little chunks, which I think that's invaluable. I've taken that into my life. So what I thought is, why can't I get all these and put them on a website? So I phoned around a few people to ask them what they thought of the idea. And I spoke to a mate of mine, and he said, I love it. I'll come in with you. And I said, really? And he said, yeah. And I was like, it's actually happening then.
That's really weird. It's really weird, that feeling. When we were talking about doing a podcast, say, for example,
yeah.
We should do it. We just go down the coffee shop and talk about it. And then suddenly we were doing it, like, oh, crap, what are we doing? We're idiots.
Well, that is how I feel now. I'm like, oh, I've started doing this. So that's where we're at. And so now I'm trying to work out what it actually is. And thankfully, the people who are partnering me in it said, oh, let's give it a year and see what happens. But yeah. It feels like a really good idea, place for people to go and find out information. And I do think, genuinely, that society's a bit fucked up to use a better expression, and I just think we need as much help as we all possibly can. So what I'd like to try and do is build a community of people where we're all coming in and going, how do we navigate through this? If you go onto the website, one of the first pages which comes up is the mission statement, Mark.
This is lovejoy.co.uk.
Yeah.
You've got to keep saying that, Tim. You need repetitive
marketing.
Yeah,
okay.
Come on, man.
lovejoy.co.uk. I was thinking of trying, and some of the other guys, like all these different names for what it should be called.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I just thought, oh, hold on, my name's all right. And it's kind
of... if the BBC went, let's call it... crazytown.co.uk. No, let's just call
it... Actually, crazytown. It's not such a bad idea.
But what's great, I think there are some themes running through this podcast. I think sort of diet and health, physical health, and then sort of mental health issues. And then there's sort of the great sort of advice that you... Those surprising bits of advice. Say, for example, Jimmy Carr, that you get advice from sort of famous / celebrity, and you just go, there's so much on there. So you've got so many sort of ways of sort of putting these things in little sections, haven't you?
Chapters,
or whatever, you know.
That's it. We've tried to put them in different categories to try and make, but it's hard to, because so many of the stuff applies to more than one category, but we're trying to, and that's what I would like. I'd really want your feedback on it to let, you know, you, the subscriber here to the podcast. That's why I've not started promoting it yet. I'd like to know what you think about it. And also, there's loads of typos and spelling mistakes. I've already found two today. So if you spot any of those, can you let us know?
It's not the it's not in the lovejoy.co.uk address, is it?
No, it's not called. No, it's fine.
Live
there's
J.
There's one where I hadn't put a plural of podcasts, and there's another one where it's because there's lots of people inputting trying to get this thing working. There's one where it's bought rather than brought. Those sort of things. So if you read it and you see it, it couldn't get started irritating to people. But yeah, I mean, in the mission statement, as you'll see, the mission statement is, as I said, it's one of those things that corporations do. What is our mission statement? And the mission, it's just basically I started the podcast with Mark and we decided to do self-help. I had depression and, you know, I've continued to have depression. I'm a good place now at the moment. But what I decided to do was learn as much as I possibly could. And, you know, when I was with Mark, we decided to start doing experts, and their knowledge is phenomenal. And I'm just trying to get all the knowledge together, and I thought it'd be really handy to get them in little chunks. So that's where we're at, and I'm going to make new content for it as well. So I've already looked at doing so. At the moment, there's a lot of, what do you call it, script? Would you call it that? Words. There's a lot of words, Mark. Maybe I should have thought this through before we did this.
What's a better word for words?
Anyway, there's a lot of words in there at the moment, but we will start sticking some video in because we think that's a good idea. And I am planning to make some more video as well, some actual content just for the website. And the one other thing I've done is I've gone back to some of the experts, and I'll go back to more of them, and I've asked them just to do some actual specialized stuff just for the website.
Oh, that's great.
So yeah, Paul McGee's done something for me, and there's various other people have just decided to, I've asked them questions, and then they've told me more about their expertise, and so you can find that.
So how do the readers actually join in? And I'm saying join in, but how do they actually join in?
Well, I mean, first of all, I want them to comment on it and tell me what they think about it. So that's the important thing, because, you know, there's no point in me carrying on doing this if it's just a waste of time. A lot of people, like Mark, we've talked about this a lot, and I was close to doing it at one stage. Everybody said, let's do a book from the podcast with all the stuff I've learned. But I thought this thing just keeps growing. And
Books are fantastic, but they're so static. And it's like those books you used to get at school, the 1984 edition, and it's like they have to update it every year, and that's just frankly a waste of paper.
Waste of words. I might do a book from it, but at the moment it's just like, well, how can we make it so it just keeps living? And I don't want to sit down and write a book. It just doesn't particularly interest me, but to actually put all these little bits in.
But how are you going to make money on this? You wouldn't be doing this without it, would you?
Yeah. How am I going to make money? Well, do you know what? I don't know that. And really good, the guys I'm partnering with have said, look, let's give it a year or so, see if anyone's interested in it. At the moment, thankfully, those lovely people at Cooker, who I do love, I've got to say, they've come in and helped with it, sponsoring it. They want to partner with it. They think it's a good idea. And we've got some other people who are interested in doing it as well. But and I do love the people at Cooker. And the reason why, and Mark knows this is the truth, I actually love the product, Mark knows. You know, I love the hot water taps. But I also like the company and their ethos and what they stand for. And I think they like what I'm doing as well. So it's you know what? It's really good when you get a relationship like that. They've always felt like they've got value for money from me, and I've always felt like I've got a massive amount of support from them. So it's great. So they're on board on this. And they like the idea, and you know, they've helped me. I'm going to use one of those sort of X Factor words. They've helped me on my adventure.
And
I went up.
I just don't worry, I can edit this. I could just put another word, say project.
So it's nice because they've invested time and money into helping it, you know, and it's always been a bit of a, you know, amateurish from my perspective. I've never tried to do something huge with it. We've just had a laugh with it, haven't we, basically? And so, you know, I just want to see if it can move in that direction. But going back to your previous question, how people can get involved. I'm hoping, but we don't know. This is why we're hoping eventually the listener, the subscriber, the viewer, whatever, could actually start inputting their own material into it and saying, look, I've written this article, I've got this, how about contributing, or how about talking to this person, or
that's great, yeah,
et cetera, et cetera, and trying to input into it, or this is my experience. We decided at this stage not to just open a comments board. I've done that once in a project before. It just gets filled with nonsense, rubbish, and people arguing and people trying to do jokes. So what I will do though is desperate for people to comment, and then what I can do is a hopefully an update every now and then of what people have said and how they're getting on with their various things. So yeah, so it's a bit of advertising, and I will say there's one other bit of advertising, and that's that the Unthin product.
Oh yeah,
and I'm wary of this because, as people know, hopefully they know I'm quite an honest guy. I am trialing Unthin, and so I hope it doesn't feel like it's in that part. There is it's just a huge advert for Unthin. I am using it, so like if you wanted to give it a go. But you could just sit and watch me. I'm on TV every week and see if my hair is actually growing back. I will tell you, I've been doing it for about 4.5 months now, maybe a bit longer. And the first 2 months, 2.5 months, nothing happened. Then suddenly I got this like bit of like more hair and a bit of thickness and a bit of growth.
I can see it from here.
And it has got a bit better. And now it's really slowed down. I spoke to the chemist and went, hold on a second. Whoa, it seems to have really slowed down now. I thought you guaranteed that I was going to have a quiff soon. And I was like, to the chemist, he said, well, usually...
Conan, I was hoping it was going to be a red quiff, like
yeah,
Conan O'Brien
sort of style thing. He said it slows down and then it will pick up again, but you're looking at doing it for 12 months before you get really good results. But just sit and watch me. I mean, you know, we've got time in the world. So, you know, I don't...
You can have a page for that sponsor and an update... A picture update every week.
I am doing an update on it. Yes.
Yeah. Just, you know, like a.
Yeah, yes. There is. Whether I do it weekly or not, I'm not sure. That's a lot of commitment, Mark. Don't commit me to anything. But I will continually update it and make sure that people can see whether it's working or not. By the way, I love having my head shaved, and in it, I sort of on the website, on the platform, I do talk about how I've been dealing with various different forms of losing my hair and what things I've actually done. So I think it's, you know, it's worth reading that. But one of the greatest things to do is just, like Mark's done and like I've done, is just shave your head and get on with it and accept it. However, I would like, do you remember Wesley Schneider, the Dutch footballer? Because he went really bald and then he had a hair transplant and still shaved his head. And it just,
yeah.
But it looked great because it just... It
the Statham. You want the Statham.
It was just fuller, yeah. So yeah. That's what I'd quite like, just fuller.
But short. But full.
Full. But I don't care if it doesn't come back, because I've accepted the fact that my hair loss is happening. How I monetize it, I don't know. But that genuinely, that is not the main. I've got a job at the moment still on Sunday brunch. I love doing that. It's just to try and see if we can create something which is worthy of something. Look, if it makes money, I'll be happy. Don't get me wrong. But you know, and every penny we're getting, we're just going to put in to try and get production to see, you know, how big we can make it. But you know, that's what we're going. That's the route we're going down. Sponsorship. Just one more thing on this, because Mark's very knows a lot about podcasting, like I do, because we spent a lot of time thinking about it, and we've been in it for 5 years. How you monetize podcasts? It's such a minefield what to do. Because do you go and take it out on tour on the road? Do you try and charge people for it, like Ricky Gervais is doing with Sam Harris? Do you go, what's that thing called? Patreon. Patreon. And that just feels like begging to me.
Digital begging. Yeah.
But if you've got a product that people want.
People pay for it, I know.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
And then there's the advertising revenue that some people have done. And then there's a subscription thing. So there's so many different models out there. So it's such a minefield what you're doing. And because I'm producing this material that I don't want people to pay for, because the idea is that it's open for everyone to make it actually work. Because I can't physically do it all. We're going to have to employ some people. So, you know, thank you for Cooker and Unthin and people for starting to fund it. Hopefully it works well with the sponsors, and you know, that's the route we go down. I don't think I'm going to be being like Benson and Hedges have been all over me.
Old school. Lambert, really?
Lambert and Butler, they're not interested, but Benson and Hedges said, can we put a few quid in? And I've had to say to them, no, yeah. I don't agree with smoking 20 a day, Benson and Hedges.
Just the one then.
If you but Silk Cut, I'm all right.
Yeah, all right. Low tar.
Low tar. Camel Light, Silk Cut, Marble Light, but I'm not going Benson and Hedges.
So the last question on this on my sheet of questions that you definitely haven't written for me is Tim, why are you so cool and brilliant?
Well, I wrote that down as a reminder to get to there. Well, Mark, you know, is it nature, is it nurture? I mean, I'd go nature, but, you know, that's how I see it. Anyway, how are you, Mark? Now I've got you here. First of all, do you like the idea?
I do. I like it very much. It's the ethos that we came up with for the podcast to create a little community and everyone jump in. And, you know, the first thing we did was set up an email address so everyone could jump in and recommend people and have feedback. And we had some brilliant feedback, you know, thinking back to the Affair podcasts, yeah, which were absolutely terrific.
Yeah.
That was entirely created, and a lot of our episodes were entirely created by the listeners,
yeah,
with their questions and their sometimes abuse. But that's part of the fun. Sometimes, yeah, it's friendly abuse and they get the joke.
Yeah. Exactly right. It's always tough to navigating around what's right to do commercially and what's not. As you know, we struggled a lot in the early days to try and work out what we were going to do and whether we were actually ever going to put any advertising on it ever. So, you know, whilst everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people out there are just trying to go, where's the coin? Where is that? Where's the money? But we never went down that route.
No, I think now podcasts are everyone's listening to that moment, you know, and people get that there's got to be a couple of adverts on there, and it's fine. People understand the sort of rubrics of it, you know, and go, yeah, I've got to listen to a couple of adverts if I'm getting a podcast for free, so it doesn't matter, you know.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, if you are listening to this and you are part of the community that Marja spoke about and you have an idea for it, then let us know. I mean, just, you know, you can always email me at lovejoyhour@gmail.com, or if you go on lovejoy.co.uk, there's a place there you can email in that. So there's two ways now of contacting me, and either way you can do it. It'd be good. I'll probably change the lovejoyhour@gmail.com to lovejoy eventually, because there doesn't seem any point in that.
But all those posters on the buses, are you gonna have to rip all those down?
I'll have to get rid of those. Anyway, look, how are you? What have you been up to? How's your podcast going?
Good, yeah, great. Yeah, I mean, that's really all I've been doing, to be honest with you.
So if you don't know, Mark's producing another podcast, a football podcast, which is very good. Explain the principle, Mark.
We've mentioned it before, but it's with Nick Hancock, formerly of Room 101, and They Think It's All Over. And Chris England, who you've had on many times, a great novelist, playwright, very interested in football. Loads of great guests, and they're very, very funny about football. We've had Tim on, obviously, and Gary Lineker and Alan Davis, and it's been just been so much fun to do. And they are just, you think, oh, it's been quite a slow football week this week, and then they come out with 40 minutes of news that you just go, where did you find that? You know, yeah, it's just, they're brilliant at it, so it's worth checking out.
Yeah, it's a good look at football as well. They don't get caught up in all the hype and myth. It's like, it's a proper like football fan's view of it. And your guest list is phenomenal. You've got,
yeah,
that,
it's so. Been, it's, we've been really lucky. Nick knows a few people. I've just been just contacting agents going, don't suppose they fancy doing this? They're like, yeah, sounds great. You know, yeah. So you don't ask, you don't get. So that's the attitude we've been doing, really.
Perfect. Yeah. And another midweek mark soon.
Absolutely.
Should we do that soon? So, you know, night out with Liam quiz. That's always
absolutely
good, funny. That's good fun. Well, we'll do that in a couple of weeks' time. That's definitely a good idea. All right, mate. Oh, and by the way, I've really got into the Beatles.
I'm aware, Tim. I am aware.
I've watched that. Well, when I say I watched the documentary, I watched it with Mark, because all the way through, I text Mark literally every 5 minutes.
What is this? Who's this? What does that mean?
How are they feeling about that? What was happening there? Because Mark, if you don't know, Mark is a super fan of the Beatles. I thought that documentary was one of the best documentaries I've ever seen. Having that much time to focus in on a selection of people, the talent involved in those guys is phenomenal.
They're not even 30.
No, they weren't.
28, something like that.
Their clothes are great. Watching their relationship. What I loved about it is, we know there was some crap going on between the Beatles, but when they're actually playing,
once those studio doors close,
best mates. Once they're looking at each other and playing tunes, and John and Paul are looking at each other's eyes, you've got Ringo.
It could be 1962 again.
It's amazing. Yeah, their chemistry and
it's a very special bit of work.
It's great. And the other thing that I loved about them so much was the fact that they just kept on wandering over to go, who's going to do the keyboards on this? Who's going to do the bass on this? It's like, you know, and John going, well, I try and do the bass, but I haven't done the bass for. I'm not that. I could do it up here somewhere. You're like, wow, these guys are such great musicians.
Yeah,
that they're,
yeah.
you know, we're not, I don't think we're used to that anymore. People just sit down and go, I can play everything because that's what I can do, you know? And they're talking about what key they're doing it in. It's just phenomenal.
I think when you teach yourself, say you teach yourself the piano or guitar, you actually have a better understanding. So you go, well, if I've taught myself the guitar, I can probably teach myself the piano. And if I've taught myself the piano, I could probably teach myself the drums.
Yeah.
And then this is only a version of a keyboard, so I could probably work out what this is. And that's why George was able to teach himself all the Indian instruments, which work on a totally different scale. That's nothing to do with Western music. It's all different notes.
Yeah. So. And I just love Ringo sitting there constantly.
Oh, he's
just
great, isn't he?
Kind of deadpan, and then every now and then
again, he'll say something.
I just thought he was great. I thought the whole thing was great. And I spoke to my friend about it the other day, and I said, have you seen the Beatles documentary? And he said, I gave up, just four blokes sitting in a room.
So wrong. Do you know how many people said that to me?
I thought, that is so wrong.
Yeah, so many people said that to me.
And you said it gets better as it goes. I actually really like the early stuff as well.
Oh, I think the middle episode is very much my favourite.
Yeah, and the only thing, spoiler?
No, don't spoil it, because people haven't got around to it yet. People are busy.
Okay. I won't do that. Oh, we'll leave it there then without the spoiler. Maybe I'll put the spoiler on the new platform. Listen, do me a favour. Go to lovejoy.co.uk. Have a look at
What's
it.
What's that, Tim?
Lovejoy.co.uk.
Have One a more look. Time.
Lovejoy.co.uk. have a look around. Let me know what you think. Comment back. Love to hear from you. You can do lovejoyhour@gmail.com or go on there and find the email address there. It's everywhere for you to see. And just let me know what you think about it. I'd be really keen to know as much feedback as possible. You won't insult me if you go, it's rubbish, I hate it. But, you know,
there's no point, because that's not constructive, is it?
I'd rather constructive criticism. But yeah, just let me know. Let me know what you think. Thanks you so much. And I haven't done this for years, actually. I'm going to say peace and love, Joy.
Bye.